Dear colleagues, let me present your report about green phase modification of dihydroquercetin, this L-lysine. Dihydroquercetin is a natural flavonoid which is obtained from the wood of Larix daurica and Larix siberica. This compound is of interest for the production of new functional materials due to a wide range of biological effects. Because of the high pollution on the environment of traditional methods of obtaining new substances, it's advisable to introduce GAN chemistry methods into practice, which will reduce the negative effect on the biosphere. The purpose of our work was to obtain a new functional material based on THQ for pharmaceutical industry using the methods of green chemistry. To generate the composition, THQ and lysine were mixed in a molar ratio of 1 to 2 and grounded in a mortar for 10 minutes. The quantitative control of THQ was based on ultraviolet spectrophotometry. Then the mixture was dissolved in water and the solvent was subsequently removed. Films of the rich yellow-orange color were formed. The best temperature for their formation was identified and it was 60-65 degrees. We developed process of the synthesis of the composition compliance with the principles of green chemistry in the field of saving water resources. The temperature of film's formation is low, so reduction in energy cost is achieved. Furthermore, the process of supramolecular synthesis is potentially possible at the room temperature. To calculate the possible contamination on the environment, this is the production of the proposed synthetic methods, the process mass intensity value was calculated. It was 3.331, which allows us to conclude that the process is eco-friendly. The specificity of the chosen method of quantitative control is confirmed by the absence of externeus maxima in the range from 200 to 800 nanometers. The profile of the UV spectrum of the mixture is equal to THQ's 1. The linearity of the developed methodology is confirmed by the correlation coefficient, which was 0.9966. The accuracy of the chosen methods is evidenced by the free term of the linear dependence equation, which is not significantly different from zero. As a result, we obtained innovative functional material based on THQ, this improved by pharmaceutical parameters. The proposed methods of supramolecular synthesis suits to the green chemistry paradigm. A method for quantitative determination of the flavonoid in the composition has been developed and validated.